As you have heard, this is a material recovery facility. That's the first phase of it. And what we need to do is, the whole world is recycling. The whole world is reusing. The whole world is conserving. So nothing really will ever go to waste in any significant proportion. And so that is what we are signing on. We are joining the whole world by having this material recovery facility. And as the president of the Association of Waste Managers said, he is hoping that very soon our waste will be sorted from home, where we will put bottles aside, paper aside, plastic aside, so that it will make the job of those who sort them out easier. That is what the whole world is doing. And Lagos must do that. Very quickly. What we now have is a new problem. Our problem before, as one of the dirtiest cities in the world, a reputation we have now consigned to the museum. It will never come out of the museum to haunt us again. We are now one of the cleanest. We now have a new problem. The problem we have was how to move our refuse. The problem now is how to get more refuse, because this place needs refuse to run. And this is why I tell my colleagues that every time you solve one problem, you only create a new one. Because the sustainability of this factory now is how much refuse it can get. And as we have been told, it will service 130 compactor trucks on a daily basis in the first day, before the expansion comes. Now, what will the expansion bring? The expansion will bring the next phase where we will need even more refuse in order to produce heat, in order to produce power. So, from a state and a society that could not manage refuse, we are now a state and a society that needs more refuse. Is that a good problem to have? So, because it says by December they should start working here, I would say that the people of Arimosho, the people in the Bronco housing estate down the road, the people in the general hospital down the road, the people in the school of nursing down the road, the people in the NCC down the road, the people in Ergo housing estate also can expect that in a matter of months, hopefully sometime next year, electricity in this area of Lagos will become more regular.